It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We're live in Studio 1A this afternoon. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and we'd like to welcome a very special Austin guest, Patty Griffin. Welcome.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
This is your first time in the new Studio 1A, am I right?
Yeah, it's very nice. You know, I was pretty attached to the other place, so I didn't want to see it go, but this is pretty great.
You've got Mr. Craig Ross with you?
Yep.
All right, who co-produced the new record?
Yep.
American Kid.
Yeah.
Which I understand will be out May 7th.
Yes.
And am I right in assuming you'll do some new songs from the album?
Yeah.
All right. And what tune would you like to start off with?
We're going to start with the end. We're going to start at the end. We're going to start the last song on the record.
Again.
Patty Griffin is our guest this afternoon live in Studio 1A, and that's the tune that closes out her new album, Gonna Miss You When You're Gone. I take it there's a story behind that song.
Oh. Well, kind of. I wrote a lot of these songs on this record a few years ago, and my dad was really sick, and I was getting ready to lose him, and I was just writing about my life, and that song started as a songwriting experiment, like how close can you get to writing that sound and without ripping everybody off, and I think I probably just ripped everybody off anyway, but I was kind of talking to my dad there.
So the album is kind of a tribute to your dad.
A lot of it is, yeah. I mean, I think I was just making stuff up I kind of talking to myself when I write songs, you know, and they ended up being a lot about my father and me getting ready to lose him and then losing him, and
Was there a specific quality about your dad that prompted more than one song?
Well, yes. My father was I think he started off as a young man about 5'8", and he turned out to be about 5'4" at the end. He shrunk down into this little curmudgeonly Irishman, and he was a curmudgeon, I mean, through and through, and very intense eyes, one blue, one green, and he was one of those guys that grew up in the Depression here, went to, you know, did D-Day stuff, World War II, and came back and lived a crazy life, was a monk, and then had 7 children in 7 years. Well, my mother did, but he was responsible. And, just became, just lived that crazy generation, and also was born when there was still horse and buggies, delivering milk in Boston, and ended up surrounded by all of this and Scud missiles, and I think that he was pretty mystified, at the end. So that to me is a theme throughout, is his mystification. Mm-hmm.
And this is your first album since Children Running Through that's primarily your own compositions, original compositions.
Yes. Yeah. Been a while.
Yeah. It was a good album. They both were good albums.
Oh, thanks.
Patty Griffin is our guest this afternoon live in Studio 1A. What do you have up for us next?
Well, this song, most stuff I just make up. I make up a lot of stuff about a lot of people I know, and it's not true. Or it's my version of the truth. But this is actually a quote off of my father as I wrote this song. It's called Please Don't Let Me Die in Florida.
Please don't let me die in Florida. I don't care about my name. If you catch me dying in Daytona, throw my bed onto a train. Cried out for rain, and this isn't what I know. And the rains came, and I only stopped just in time for snow. And the icy cold filled up my shoes, and this isn't what I know. Please don't let me die in Florida. I don't care about my name. If you catch me dying in the chest when the war was over, my days, don't let me die in Florida. I don't care about my name if you catch me dying in Orlando. Roll my bed onto a train.
Thank you. Patty Griffin with Don't Let Me Die in Florida, another tune off her forthcoming album, American Kid, which will be out the first week in May. So you went to Memphis to record this album.
I did. I met the North Mississippi All-Stars. They were the brothers, the Cody and Luther Dickinson brothers, and they were out with the Band of Joy when I was out with them for most of the tour, like the whole, almost the whole thing. They're great acoustic players, and they play like brothers, and I wanted to get a little bit of that. I thought, since a lot of these songs, I was listening to a lot of Nashville stuff, that I should probably, to get inspired, I should probably go to Memphis to try to make it, you know? So that's what we did.
And Craig Ross
and
plays
Craig
on
Ross
it as well.
Craig Ross agreed to come on board and do his magic all over everything. And pull it together.
And you'd worked with Craig previously. Was it Impossible Dream?
That was a while ago.
So what was it about Memphis? Why?
Well, I think really it was more the Dickinson brothers in Memphis, but you know, they have a feel that they put on things, you know, and they play folk music in a certain way, and it's folky, but it's not, still Memphis. And I just think they're such creative. Luther's one of the most creative acoustic guitar players I've heard. He plays everything. You know, if you gave him a coffee cup and you put a string on it, he'd try to play it. You know, he's pretty spectacular that way and creative, and they're just lovely guys. So, and brothers, you know, it's always good when you get brothers because they have a thing they know how to do together, you know.
Patty Griffin is live in Studio 1A this afternoon playing tunes off of her forthcoming album, American Kid. What do you have up next for us?
I'm going to do a song I wrote about a dog I saw on the highway in Texarkana.
I hope it was alive.
What's that?
I hope it was alive.
Yeah, he was still alive. But somebody left him there, and he kind of haunted me, so I wrote this song. Or she kind of haunted me, I don't know.
God is a wild old dog. out on the highway. I seen him running by me. He don't belong to no one now. It's lonely on the highway. Sometimes a heart can turn to dust. The Jackson Metal 93, tall grass was waving there just like the sea. He tore off running like we'd set him free. Just disappeared right in front of me. God is a wild old love. Someone left out on the highway. I seen him running by me. He don't
Patty Griffin here live in Studio NA. What a voice.
Oh, thank you.
Wild Old Dog was the name of that tune. A moment ago, you mentioned Band of Joy. That's a group, of course, with Robert Plant and Buddy Miller. What was it like being in somebody else's band, being a member of somebody else's band? Usually you're out front.
I loved it.
Did you?
Well, first of all, it was the most amazing band. I mean, starting with the singer all the way down to everybody there, was just incredible musicians. So it was going to school for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a time, I had been working a lot and on my own stuff for years and years and just pounding it, I think, for me, pounding it. And it was really nice to sit back, you know, going out as I did a gospel record, so I was singing a bunch of songs that I didn't write, and I went straight into the Band of Joy. It was nice to just do some completely different for a few years, and I learned a lot, and I became much more interested in guitar playing than I ever did before, and it was wonderful. I loved it.
So do you pick up tips from that other singer in the band? I mean, at first,
actually,
first blush,
yes.
You know, you seem
worlds apart. I don't want his head to get big, but yes.
Well, what tune do you have next for us?
I'm going to do a piano, so I'll move over here. This is called Irish Boy. Well, I danced in the arms of a black-haired girl in Scully Square after the war. And I drank to get drunk, and I sank, and I stunk like a drunk on the subway floor. And
And I never did marry Kathy O'Shea. She met another and they went their way. To the wind, your toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. But I'll be back around to show you all something someday. There are some things that must remain secret. You can find no good reason to tell. There's too many men telling their secrets these days, and I like to tell them to all go to hell. So I never had dreams and they never came true, as far as you know anyway. To the wind, your toy, just a drunk Irish boy, just a face in the crowd. But I'll be back around to show you all something someday. Glory be to the highest of trees. She used to climb, my brother and me, high on her limbs to laughing hyenas over West Roxbury Cemetery. To the wind, you're a toy, just a thin Irish boy coming back home. Face in the crowd, just a drunk and out loud. Just you try looking down, cause I'll be back around to show you all something someday. To show you all something someday.
So is the Irish boy your father?
Yes. Keep picking on my dad on this record. Yeah.
So I understand you're a fan of writer James Baldwin.
Yes, I am.
And what about his writing affects what you do? Does any of that rub off on your songwriting?
Well, I think so. He early on, there are a few people that I, when I was sort of developing as an artist, there are a few moments that I could name where I went, oh, ding, that. And he was reading The Fire Next Time and Giovanni's Room, those two books together. Mm-hmm. Something turned on inside of me as a writer. You know, I thought there was just this, he was pretty fearless, I think, about writing what was true for him. And that was the first time it occurred to me that keeps things interesting forever, you know, as long as mm-hmm. it's straight out of here. You know, you can copy people up to a certain point when you're becoming an artist, and it's very, that's how you learn. And then at some point you have to jump off and do what these people that you admire are trying to do and try to put your real voice inside there. And I think his voice was the first one that I heard where that occurred to me. I went, oh, wow, that's what he's doing. You know, he's just being really honest about mm-hmm. And so detailed and relentless about it, that, and beautiful. He's such a beautiful prose writer. And I can't read him and not be moved, you know, even now. And I've read his book several times, I think.
We're here with Patty Griffin, live in Studio 1A, playing songs from American Kid, which will be out in about 3 weeks. What have you next for us?
There's a song called Go Wherever,
which starts off the album.
Yes. You can go. Go wherever you wanna go.
fly up to the moon and say hello now. You can go wherever you want to go. You don't ever have to go to war no more. Never have to go to war no more. Wear them boots and swim that icy shore now. You don't ever have to go to war no more. You can get up on some sunny day and run 100 miles just for fun now. Heartaches and yesterdays don't weigh a ton now. You can get up on some sunny day and run. You don't. You can go wherever you want to go. You can go wherever you want to go. Go to where the times wound all the way down. Put a penny on the track and wait for trade sounds. Tell your ma you're coming back before the sun's down. You can go wherever.
Patty Griffin is our guest this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. She's joined by Craig Ross there on guitar. I think we have time for one more, and I know the single is Ohio, which has been released, and it's kind of a duet on the album,
yeah.
And I notice there's an empty chair over there.
There's an empty chair. I found this really cute guy wandering around in the alley, and I asked him to come and sing this with me. Let's get him out here while I'm tuning in. Everybody, this is Robert Plant, the wonderful Robert Plant.
This is a British passport.
I know.
It's not a done deal.
Lest we forget.
I'd just like to say that, I mean, Paddy's, when we were talking about singing alongside each other, it's been, without getting too cheesy, because I know Austin's pretty 2D when it comes to flattering people, you know, it's just amazing how many countless hours we sang next to each other. It was just such a trip, because I didn't know how to sing the same thing twice. So when we were playing alongside each other, it was like, it was quite a maze of, the learning curve was great. So for me now to have to follow her and sort of I'm finding it very difficult, to be honest.
Well, Robert, what did you first hear in Patty that really caught your ear?
Adventure, really. I mean, vocal adventure. And I'd, for 40-odd years, I'd never sung with another singer, you know, until I went to Nashville. And that was a dormitory experience, really. You know, I mean, the whole deal about being expansive was... It was quite controlled there. So by the time Paddy came along and Buddy suggested Paddy might throw some fairy dust, as the Trogs would say, onto the what we were doing, you know, I mean, it was really far out because she could do and go absolutely anywhere and just risk it. And I mm-hmm. think that's the land of risk. You can hear it and or flexibility, and it's beautiful. I mean, so... I rushed back from far away to do this.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Or perhaps not.
We didn't know he was going to do this until he got off the plane.
And here he is, and we're thrilled to have him here with us. His Studio 1A debut.
Yeah. It's just like the BBC. Yeah. Yeah. Not. There's some differences.
Patty Griffin, Robert Plant, and Craig Ross.
This is called Ohio.
Meet me in the evening where the river is low. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out. Listen, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Roberto. Thank you, Craig.
Patty Griffin. Patty Griffin live in Studio 1A. Also Craig Ross on guitar and Robert Plant on backup vocals. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer this afternoon. Thanks for everybody showing up in Studio 1A. Thanks to all of you out in Radio Land. I'll be here till 3 o'clock playing great sounds for you. It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.